SRN News, I'm Jason Walker, the judge overseeing the trial of a man accused of using a deadly chokehold on an unruly subway passenger, has dismissed the top charge in the case at the request of the prosecutors, allowing the jury now to consider a lesser count. The panel had indicated it was deadlocked on whether Daniel Penny was guilty of manslaughter. A gunman who fatally shot the CEO of one of the nation's largest insurers in a targeted attack Wednesday remains free, and NYPD now says they believe the alleged gunman may have left New York City. Also at SRNnews.com, White House says it's considering some preemptive pardons.
Donald Trump and some of his incoming appointees have threatened to go after the president-elect's critics. According to Politico, President Biden's aides are concerned that current and former federal officials who have angered Trump will be legal targets. And that's prompted discussions inside the White House about whether the president should grant blanket preemptive pardons for people like former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, America's employers were in a hiring mood last month.
According to the Labor Department, 227,000 jobs were added in November, a significant increase from the 36,000 that were added the month before. The unemployment rate ticked up 0.1% to 4.2%. Americans as a whole have been enjoying unusual job security. This week, the government reported that layoffs fell to just 1.6 million in October, below the lowest levels in the two decades that preceded the pandemic.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting, and this is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in New Jersey.
A federal judge has ruled that the state cannot exclude churches from its historic preservation grant fund simply because they are religious. The Mendham Methodist Church and the Zion Lutheran Church Long Valley took the state to court when they were denied access to the fund. First Liberty represents the churches and released a statement saying, quote, "Time and again, the Supreme Court has declared all forms of religious discrimination by the government unconstitutional." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT agenda again causing problems for religious soccer players. Rainbow-colored captains' armbands were issued to the 20 clubs in England's Premier League this month. But Sam Morsi says he will not wear one. He's a practicing Muslim, says he made the decision due to his religious beliefs. Meanwhile, Crystal Palace captain Mark Guey opted to wear the rainbow armband but added the phrase, "I love Jesus." This is SRN News. The reliability of electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids has improved dramatically.
And it's narrowing a gap with gas-powered vehicles. That's according to the latest annual survey by Consumer Reports. But the survey found vehicles with internal combustion engines and gas-electric hybrids are still far more dependable. Consumer Reports subscribers report that electric vehicles had 42% more problems than gas autos on average, down from 79% more in the 2023 survey. Plug-ins had 70% more problems than gas vehicles. John Scott reporting.
Texas officials say their investigation into the bottle-throwing incident that disrupted the Texas-Georgia game in October, they could not identify anyone responsible, and because of that, no one has been caught, and apparently now no one will be punished. More details at SRNnews.com.